Okay. I moved a huge amount. So my hometown is Montpellier. So there's not a lot that I would ask from Montpellier, but from Lyon, where I lived, would be Orangettes. They're absolutely gorgeous. They're little, it's a fruit, huh? It's a, so they're comfy orange skin, and then they dip that in very dark chocolate. And it's called Orangettes, and it's absolutely divine. And yeah, so a few old ladies make it there.
In my mind is a romantic picture of an elderly French lady peeling oranges on a terrace, drying and trimming the peels into neat rectangular sticks, candying them and then dipping them into very dark tempered chocolate before taking them out in a covered basket to sell in the streets of Lyon.
Can you buy it in a shop, or is it something that you
can? Yeah, I think you can. You can buy it in shop now. Most places will have it. Yes, so they're coffee, orange skin, and they dip them in dark chocolate. So I don't know if they still call them orangettes, but that's what I would bring back, and that's what I still bring back when I go there.
And is that not something you can find here?
Well, they're not as nice. I've started, you know, there's a few French chocolatiers that do it. But not as nice as in Lyon. That was a specialty of Lyon.
This is To Bring Back. I'm Charisse Poon. In each episode, I make an attempt to find the thing someone wants from their hometown in order to better understand place, movement, and the sense of belonging. I've just exited the post office, a brand new La Poste en route to President Edouard Herriot in the first arrondissement in Lyon, France. I'm walking down the street, tearing open the envelope I picked up. Inside are a postcard and a printout of a poem from Jules, my collaborator who's in London researching at a distance. On one side of the postcard is an image of an advert for Terry's Chocolate Orange that reads, "What's orange on the outside, orange on the inside, and chocolate all through?" Pictured is a Terry's chocolate orange, a ball of orange-flavored chocolate divided into 20 segments to resemble an orange. Her postcard reads,
"Postcard from Peckham, number 5. A mingling of a funny story and a sad story to make orangettes. Me and Jenny singing After the Juice Has Gone to Earth, Wind and Fire's After the Love Has Gone. And my partner telling me about a friend whose husband told young women at a party that he wished he could sleep with them as his wife was too old, the same age as him. I'd been researching choc orange in the UK and recipes for orangettes. C'est la vie. Jules."
And the poem she's written, titled Palatable, it's written from the perspective of a person, my mind makes the person a woman, though it doesn't specify, who realizes her partner no longer finds her attractive and has a suggestion as to what they might do about that. I pause on a street corner in Lyon, holding the postcard and poem, and feel a bit melancholy. By chance, I pass a culinary bookstore that doubles as a cafe. This place, named In Cuisine, seems fitting for my two quests, finding orangettes and someone to read palatable. I order a peach mousse tart and a cappuccino and flip through some books. In a book titled Chocolate Without Borders is a recipe for orangettes. At least by the sounds of this book's 5-sentence recipe, it seems like something I could manage making at home. I ask a young woman working in the bookstore, her name is Sarah, about orangettes. She doesn't think they're a specialty of Lyon, but she gives me the names of two stores I might be able to find them in, G de Tau and Comptoir de Mathilde. Sarah is easy to talk to, so I explain my mission, that I'm looking for orangettes to bring back to London for Sylvie, who requested them from here, and that I have a poem my co-researcher Jules wrote about orangettes that I'm looking for someone to read. She listens intently and agrees to read the poem.
So palatable, not a cherished chocolate orange that you give me for Christmas every year, of Robertson golden shred marmalade, fine cut and zesty on toast, or even McVitie's orangey chocolatey Jaffa cakes. After the juice has gone, dip me in chocolate like orange rind. Use the darkest cocoa to offset my bitter. Batter, not boil, me peel in syrup. Candy me tender and tangy. Then gift me in fine foils to my friends at Patrick's, so you don't have to tell them I'm too old and dried up for you.
I thank her and leave for Jus de Tau and Comptoir de Mathilde. At Jus de Tau, they only sell packages of dried and cut orange peels, and not finished orangettes dipped in chocolate. I could buy a pack and try to make them myself, using the recipe from In Cuisine. But while that seems like it could be fun, it doesn't satisfy the requirement of finding Lyonnaise orangettes for Sylvie. Located on a busy street of shops, Comptoir de Mathilde turns out to be a chain artisanal grocery store with over 20 stores across France and Belgium that specializes in chocolates and spreads.
Bonsoir. I wanted to ask, are these made by Le Comptoir de Mathilde?
Yes, of course.
Okay, just wanted to check.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like all...
Right? Yeah, all here it's made here in France.
What I really want to ask is there a street vendor that sells them too? I admit to myself that this is not what I imagined. I saw myself stumbling across orangettes for sale on a Lyon street corner, confectionery goods being hawked on a blanket by an elderly woman. That's not exactly what Sylvie described, but the way she said they were absolutely gorgeous, absolutely divine, and explained that you can buy them in shops now, implying that she used to buy them somewhere not in shops, conjured an image of homemade orangettes, sublime in taste and unique in the setting in which they're found. She had explicitly said that the orangettes made by French chocolateries are not as good, but here I am standing in one.
Well, they're not as nice. I've started, you know, there's a few French chocolatiers that do it, but not as nice as in Lyon. That was a specialty of Lyon.
I buy a packet of orangettes from Comptoir de Mathilde anyway, and they taste fine. But I know that what I've bought are the standardized, widely available version of the confectionery. Perhaps absolute divinity can only be found in the memory of a taste, rather than the taste itself. The orangettes I bought were almost bound to be disappointing because Sylvie's recollection of past orangettes was so purely good. So, thinking about palatable, what if the person you are with is disappointing because you hold on to a memory of that person being younger, more vibrant, juicy, and attractive? And in comparison to that memory, without newly made memories of appreciation, admiration, in the present they appear old and dried up. Not to say that we shouldn't hold on to good memories. It's okay, in fact, it might be better, to just not buy orangettes from Lyon anymore, because the ones you can find today are nothing like the ones from the past. The memory is better unupdated and unspoiled. However, when it comes to being with someone or living in the same place for many years, the memories of when things were absolutely perfect need to be joined with new impressions of what is wonderful now. Lyon, the city I'm visiting briefly, I will happily remember as a beautiful place with kind people and good food, knowing that I might never return to it again and have my memory of it disproved. My memory of Lyon will probably, over time, become an even stronger recommendation of the city as nostalgia sets in and the few negatives are forgotten. That's fine. That good memory doesn't get in the way of my day-to-day. As for the city I lived in for most of my life, Hong Kong, holding on to a memory of it being perfect in the past would affect my attitude towards being there. Measuring what it is like now against a possibly misremembered version of its past perfection is to be constantly disappointed. Wishing the past could materialize again is to willfully avoid seeing what a place is like in the present and the many possibilities of even better futures. This episode was written and produced by me, Charisse Poon. Music and audio from Blue Dot Sessions, Broke for Free, Juliet Sprake, and Sarah M. Thank you to Sylvie for speaking to me, and thank you to Juliet Sprake for collaborative research work. In the next episode, I look for croissants and butter in Paris, France, for Nat.